Hello, welcome to another episode of Get Educated. So today we're going to be talking about the Montessori school system. The reason is because this is a really cool school system that has been around actually for a while now, but has gotten some popularity because some of the stats are coming out about it. And it's still a little hard to see, head to head, because education stats can be so confusing. It's like, do you grade everything based on purely test scores, or do you grade things based on income, post education, a lot of different things? But kind of what they're finding overall is that Montessori schools are really stacking up to regular education in any of the different categories that you measure it on. And if anything, the stats would show that it's a little higher, depending on the stat you're looking at. Now, I'm not even going to quote some of these stats because they're just kind of all over the board. But the joy of that is that the fact that there are any stats that show that it's equivalent to or better than typical education is cool, because of the fact that a lot of these schools take significantly less time. And that's kind of what we're after, is like, okay, if we can educate with less time, more time for families to be together, more times for kids to be kids, more times for them to, you know, indulge in their creativity, this is a pretty cool thing. And I think what we'll see too later on is certainly stats of Montessori schools putting out children who are higher income abilities, because it's really geared towards entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial types of minds. So let's get into a little bit of maybe what it is that they're doing, and then talk about why that could be, why that's cool, and what maybe we can pull out of that. So Montessori school is cool. The on very simplistic description of it is the kids get to choose what they pursue. And that may seem a little strange, but it's just like, as whatever their curiosity is lending them to, that's the kind of curriculum that they go down. So say they're curious about science or chemistry, then they start a chemistry curriculum. Or say they're more curious about horseback riding or whatever. So you explore avenues where the kids naturally are drawn to. What this does is the kid really takes control of his own learning without even really knowing it. You know, it's because we're so what we call schooled, some people say, like, because of the institutional traditional school, like, we're so used to school being super strict. You have to learn this by this time. And the Montessori school system is really challenging that, saying essentially, hey, like, they're going to learn. Let's just empower them to learn by putting information in front of them that they want to see. The interesting part about Montessori schools, and where they get very, where people really don't tend to trust them or like them, is the fact that in the a really true Montessori system, you're not supposed to, as an instructor, actually answer any of the kids' questions. You're just supposed to provide with them resources to explore their questions, which is a really cool idea, right? You know, it's like, this kid is like, well, hey, how do you add? And you're like, well, here's explore this idea. That's a really terrible example, but it's that way for a lot of things, and kind of a cool concept. So here's what's fun about this, and here's why it really tends to be for a entrepreneurship-minded person, and why maybe not everyone is having access to these schools. So these schools work really, really well when they have the right, for a couple key things. When they have the right kids in the program, it's kind of, they follow the one sour apple, or like, one rotten apple kind of rots the whole bunch, or however you've heard that saying. Apparently they follow that kind of thing. So basically, if you have one kid who's kind of like, I want to be lazy, I want to not do this, this is lame, let's, you know, any of those things, that tends to pull the other kids down with them. So you really have to be able to run a program like this, you really have to be able to eliminate, that sounds bad, take out those kids from your program, because they're going to just halt and slow it down for the rest of the kids who maybe still are kind of living in that childlike wonder, because it's the childlike wonder that's really allowing the schools to thrive. So that's one cool thing about it. So the other thing that people find a little difficult to run it with is the fact that it does take a lot of resources. In that, you know, you want to be able to explore a large range of curiosities for the kid. And so putting them in an environment where they have a wide range of connections to maybe a farm, maybe all the way up to like a research lab, stuff where the kids can have easy access to a lot of different resources, curriculums, and stuff like that is challenging. So it's hard to do that on a large scale, while in a smaller scale, it makes sense in a, you know, typically in a wealthier community where you have a 10 to 30 kid program is really easy. Not really easy, but way more obtainable. But the benefits are cool because you get essentially these kids where you can be selective about the kids. You can be resourceful in what you're able to do for them. And what it creates is, wow, these kids have very unique wonders. They get to see very quickly how those wonders actually work in the real world, and they get to see people doing them in the real world, and then they get to replicate how they're done in the real world so that they understand, one, wow, this is what my curiosity took me to, and this is how people actually do things with it in the real world. Really awesome, because you skip all this very silly theoretical play with even math and science and reading and history, and it's like, you skip right to the part that actually is useful. It's like, are you benefiting your community? Well, cool. Then you probably have a business that is providing some sort of service that provides value to somebody else. And that's how you have a job. They skip right to seeing that, as opposed to, hey, this is mathematics, this is history. And you don't really get an actual view of, you know, what they tell you in school. Wait till the real world. Well, the real world's really simple. Provide value, get currency in exchange for that value, or other value in exchange for that value. The tough part about it is realistically getting people to understand that transaction. Once you can understand that transaction, then the rest of school education becomes exciting again, because it's like, okay, well, hey, I'm providing this value, but I want to do it better. And so maybe I need to learn more of something. So say you're in business and you're doing business consulting, it's very easy maybe to do a lot of business consulting without mathematics. But as soon as you get into really good business consulting, where you're actually analyzing numbers, optimizing, and all this, you go, oh, I want to provide more value to my clients. Well, it'd be really helpful for me and for them if I actually understood calculus, not just math, and not just my general accounting arithmetic, but all the way through calculus 1, 2, 3 or whatever, and maybe even OR. This may seem silly, but it's like all the stuff that we think is annoying, once we realize why we might want it, then learning it becomes very like enticing. So all I'm suggesting is we can look at some of these Montessori schools and some of their ideas and take them and put it into a more easily obtainable system for the common parent, teacher, you know, in any sort of circumstance, because we don't want to just have crazy school systems for, you know, I don't like the word, but the elite or the wealthy. We can have school systems for everyone so that every kid can become exactly the member of society that they want to and not be held back by their education, their state school, their whatever. So here's what I'm suggesting and what I've been thinking about. A school system, and we've already talked about this, but a school system where math and reading are the two core elements, and that you bring on really good teachers, really great instructors, the best curriculum, you have it all drawn up and it's all fresh. And the curriculum would be designed to move a lot faster than any other curriculum. I'm talking getting through Calc 2 before freshman year of high school. I think this is possible if we focus it correctly and teach it properly, where it's not just sit down in the classroom, but everything in math is very engaged, very group, very seen in the real world as soon as you learn it. And for reading, I know I've heard of different groups that are finding amazing strides in both teaching reading at a very young age and teaching reading at an older age. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in this, because that is some pretty cool, very scientific stuff. But I'm hoping to partner with some of those people later on in order to create this new system. So, but for math anyways, it's very, very possible to get through a lot more math. So the reason what we'd be stealing from the Montessori, stealing, maybe borrowing and improving, is the parents and the community around each little school can really support the idea of exploring the kids' curiosity, in that the parents know what would be really good for the kids, and the parents are in jobs, the parents are in the workforce and do see the real world. And we want to create systems where the kids, you know, they have these explorations, these wonderments, and math and reading will give them the tools to explore anything. And then we want to give them the actual exploration of things. You know, we're talking about going to small businesses, seeing how they operate, going to fairs, putting on fairs where the kids are actually doing stuff. It's just so important, but we can bolster that with a really strong math and reading where the style of learning is brand new, way different, way more collaborative, way more fun. And we don't have to have all these wealthy neighborhoods or absurd amount of resources to teach and bring up these kids in a way that helps them understand what the real world is. Because the real world is right in front of us. You know, it's all the time. And if we, as parents, look at, hey, my kid can actually benefit me in my actual job, then we're going to get a step ahead, because we keep putting kids into the category of they don't know anything, they don't know, but they learn really, really fast. And all I've ever learned from talking to anyone who has an actual day job is they say, hey, you know what? I don't really use at least half of what I learned through college and through high school, and all the training I got was on the job. And now you get a kid who's actually, kids are able to learn so much faster in a lot of different ways. You put a kid in an environment like that, they probably could figure out your job. Like, let's be honest. That sounds bad, but they might not be able to understand or do the complexities just yet, but I think we're underestimating how useful they can be. And we also think that because they're a kid, we shouldn't include them in these things, but, and yet to preserve their childhood or something. But it's like, we're taking their childhood and putting them 8 hours a day in a school where we could be doing, you know, 2-3 days a week with math reading, and 2-3 days a week in actual companies, actually seeing how the work gets done with their parents, with their parents' friends, anything like that. Like, we can create programs to actually help businesses and help the education of these young minds become actually aware of how the world works now, even while they're 8, 10, 12. You know, it's like they are still useful and they are still creative, and we just have to learn how to believe in them a little bit, and we can bolster them with the really fundamentals of learning so that they can explore anything they want. Okay, obviously more details to come. We are really going to start working on this. Thank you guys for listening. I'd love to hear about what you guys are going through. If you're parents, if you're students, if you're looking for new strategies, if you're just curious about the education systems, I'd love to really know what you guys want to hear about. And also, please, like, this is cannot be a solo man project. If you know of anyone who really wants to get serious about changing the education system, if you're someone that's in that same boat, please, please reach out to me. Let's get going. Let's start partnering together. I'm really in the idea stage, in the exploratory stage, because this education system's not coming down without a good plan, you know? And so we have to start something that's better. And we have to start something that's way better, way more thought out. And so let's help these kids out. Let's get something fun going. All right. See you guys.